A room without walls. Those of us dressed like moonlight know that good whiskey goes in our heads, lays us flat in a room without walls. But if there were walls, if we were walls, we'd be the sturdy stand-up kind so that no one would walk all over us. Unless Lionel Richie needed us for a music video for the song Dancing on the Ceiling, which really means we would be a means to an end, the end as ceiling. No one looks up and thinks, that's the end. The ceiling is the end. Even now, I won't look up. I don't know if there's a ceiling above or below and will not invest in such laws of physics. I want to be beyond walls, the after walls, part person, part ethereal star matter, complete with the engine of lung tissue, intake valves, computer parts to make my eyes and ears less fictitious than what happens in papyrus print and cotton song. Stuff my orifices, play a tiny banjo in Spain. I won't let on I know society at large, society in a room without walls. I can recognize them. You see, rooms must be smaller than one imagines, where the air is tight to keep productivity flowing. If the room opens into a field, the workers wander, walking for miles, and nothing but motion completes itself. How can motion finish? Static, it isn't. Is that how we want to sleep in a world filled only by the motion of Lionel Richie walking without walls to get around? If you think that's enough, the notion that we should leave rooms without hindrance, without borders or peers to keep us, to guide and keep us from rescuing each other, then I leave you only with the promise from a painter unrelated to this place, one who no longer moves among us, except along museum walls, in gallery coffins with, quote, above all, the idea of death, Leonora Carrington.